Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the second week of Advent, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled The Hopeful Barren.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Let the wilderness and the dry lands exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. Let it bring forth flowers like the jonquil. Let it rejoice and sing for joy. The glory of Lebanon is bestowed on it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen all weary hands, steady all trembling knees, and say to all faint hearts, courage, do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming. Vengeance is coming, the retribution of God. He is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. For water gushes in the desert, streams in the wasteland, the scorched earth becomes a lake, the parched land springs of water. The lairs where the jackals used to live become thickets of reed and papyrus. And through it will run a highway undefiled, which shall be called the sacred way. The unclean may not travel by it, nor fools stray along it. No lion will be there, nor any fierce beast roam about it, but the redeemed will walk there. For those the Lord has ransomed shall return. They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces. Joy and gladness will go with them, and sorrow and lament be ended. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time Jesus was teaching, and among the listeners there were Pharisees and doctors of the law, who had come from every village in Galilee, from Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was behind his works of healing. Then some men appeared, carrying on a bed a paralyzed man whom they were trying to bring in and lay down in front of him. But as the crowd made it impossible to find a way of getting him in, they went up to the flat roof and lowered him and his stretcher down through the tiles into the middle of the gathering in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, "My friend, your sins are forgiven you." The scribes and the Pharisees began to think this over. "Who is this man talking blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But Jesus, aware of their thoughts, made them this reply, "What are these thoughts you have in your hearts? Which of these is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I order you, get up and pick up your stretcher and go home." And immediately before their very eyes he got up, picked up what had been lying on, and went home praising God. They were all astounded and praised God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen strange things today." The Gospel of the Lord. The Bible opens with a powerful image of a verdant and fruitful paradise. And we all know that in that green and pleasant land, there was a serpent sidling up to human creation to prod our fall. What should have been a no-brainer, fresh fruit and water at our fingertips, a life of creative leisure with God, fell apart. The focus of hope in the scriptures then shifts to the barren places. Seeing redemption from the temptations of the fruitful and serpent-filled green as emerging from the dry, the dead, the unexpected. Isaiah's great song in our first reading talks about that barren becoming something new, because the kingdom of God is revealed. The hallmark of that kingdom's presence is healing. The healing of especially those categories of people mentioned by the prophets as being neglected by institutions of religion and the self-righteousness of the privileged. They are the wounded, the sick, the lost, the strayed, the weak. Their healing is the sign that God is at work in the barren wasteland. When Jesus challenges the criticism of the holders of the institution in today's gospel, he is, by the healing, making it clear that the kingdom of God is present and active. A cramped house overflowing with people might be a very unlikely place, a very barren place in the eyes of the holders of the institution. But that very barrenness is filled with healing. The fruitful makes us selfish and vulnerable to flattery and being led astray. The barren faces us with what we actually need to be whole. Our wholeness lies in the barren. This Advent journey invites into those barren places, singing with possibility of healing and wholeness. The barren strips away all that clouds our ability to see God's work in the world. Let us stride with courage into the barren, which gives more life than any earthly paradise. Amen.